Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. This is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and as usual on a Tuesday afternoon, this is Swing Time, presented by myself, John Yule, and Michael Coates, who will be along a little bit later on. We are coming to you live from Paternoster Row in the Sheffield city centre. We hope you're well, we hope you're able to enjoy the music, as well as the nice weather this afternoon, and we're set to go with the best 2 hours of jazz music on British radio, and that is no idle boast. We began back in 1966 with a recording made live for broadcast, actually, by a Cannonball Adderley. Playing alto, with Nat Adderley on cornets, Zoe Zwellinil on piano, Victor Gashin on bass, and Roy McCurdy on drums. The composition called Styx was by Cannonball Adderley, and the recording was from a venue which I think still exists, and that's the Penthouse Jazz Club in Seattle, recorded in June 1966. Of course, that was a live recording, as are all the tracks in this first hour of Swing Time, as we zigzag across America and maybe a little further afield. We are zigzagging to New York right now and the Allen Room at Jazz at Lincoln Center. January the 21st, 2009 was the date when Kurt Elling on vocals and Ernie Watts on tenor played a tribute to the joint recordings of Johnny Hartman and John Coltrane. Also on stage are Kurt's regular trio of the time, Lawrence Hopgood on piano, Clark Summers on bass, Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums, along with a string section arranged and conducted by Lawrence Hopgood. From Irving Berlin's Annie Get You Go, this is Kurt Elling and Ernie Watts then, and they say it's wonderful.
Nothing wrong with just swinging. Fancy. They say that falling in love is wonderful. Is wonderful. So they say. The thing that's known as romance is wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If there's a moon up above, it's wonderful, wonderful in every way. So they say. So they say.
Curtailing in New York, with They Say It's Wonderful, we're staying in New York, but moving to a smaller venue, the Jazz Standard and pianist Bill Mays. Bill was born in 1944 in Sacramento, California. Bill is one of the musicians whose early professional experience came in the 1940s in the US Navy, in Bill's case. He then moved to Los Angeles, working with the likes of Shelly Manne, Art Pepper, Bud Shank, Sonny Stitt, and recording with fellow pianist Alan Broadbent, who appeared in Sheffield at Crook Social Club last Friday night. After a decade of playing as an accompanist to a number of leading singers and working considerably in films and television, Bill moved to New York in 1984, which led to working with, amongst others, Mel Lewis, Eddie Daniels, Mel Lewis, Charles McPherson, the Jerry Mulligan Ensemble, Toots Thielemann and Clark Terry. Here we hear him in December 2004 with Martin Wind on bass and Matt Wilson on drums. They're playing How Are Things in Glacamora, a song by Yip Harburg and Burton Lane from Finian's Rainbow, a musical with an outstanding score and a script that no one understands, including the people on stage. I know people who've been in it. Here we hear Bill Mays with his trio then and How Are Things in Glacamora. Thank you. Bill Mays, How Are Things in Glacamora. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, with me, your host for the first hour, as usual, John Yule. Across to Europe and Berlin, and from one of the smallest venues that we're visiting on this programme, which we've just been to one of the smallest venues, we're now going to the biggest one. No longer with us either. It's the Sports Palace in Berlin, where at midnight on March the 25th, 1962, Ella Fitzgerald was the attraction. Just 6 hours after she'd appeared that same evening in Amsterdam. No wonder Ray Brown Jr. used to say Norman Granz worked his mother too hard. With Ella Fitzgerald, we hear Paul Smith on piano. Wilfred Middlebrooks is the bass player and Stan Levy is the drummer. We've had three tracks. This is the fourth track on the programme today, and it's already the second one from an Irving Berlin composition. Here, then, is Ella Fitzgerald and Cheek to Cheek.
I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. In heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as the cheek to cheek. I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Come on and dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven.
Ella Fitzgerald, who else? On to trombonist Conrad Herwig's series, The Latin Side Of, And the one session recorded live from the series, The Latin Side of Horace Silver, which is a bit odd because so much of Horace's work was on the Latin side. It does seem a bit of a deviation. The date here, or the year rather, is 2017. The venue, undefined. It could be in a studio. It's certainly been recorded in New York, and there was certainly a live audience there. Conrad Herwig on trombone, Iger Butzman on tenor, Alex Sipiagin on trumpet, Bill O'Connell on piano, Ruben Rodriguez on bass, Bobby Armin on drums, and additional percussion comes from Richie Flores. This is one of Horace Silver's more familiar compositions. This is Silver Serenade, coming now from the Conrad Herwig Band.
Thank you.
Silver Serenade from Conrad Herwig. I'm going to do the gig guide now, a bit longer than it has been on a few recent weeks anyway. We're kicking off tonight at Farm Road Social Club with the Keith Peters Big Band. 8:30 start, four famous film themes from the likes of Henry Mancini, Quincy Jones and John Williams. A little bit like we were last week on two of the three anyway. Jazz at the Lescar tomorrow evening is something of a double bill. First of all, Noisy Boys, which consists of Manon McCoy on harp and electronics, Ben Evans on bass and electronics, and Jess Matthews on keyboard and electronics. This is described as being spontaneous and improvised electronic textures. Thought it might be a bit electronic, looking at the lineup of the instruments there. Also on the bill, Whale Detective. Jez is joined by Hannah Brady on reeds and Nicola Farnan in this instance, who'll be returning to her first love and playing the cello on this particular gig, as they play melodies hinting at ancient seascapes and mysterious woodland. No more local jokes about Whiteley Woods, please. Cabanas tomorrow evening, the big swing at the usual start time, around about 9 o'clock, and tomorrow night they'll be presenting the Dizzy Club. And I'm pleased to say the Leopold Square gigs are underway again. These are gigs which take place throughout the summer at the weekends. Free admission, although I think a bit of a purchase of food and drink at one of the outlets there would be rather appreciated. So on Saturday the 3rd, 2 p.m, we are able to listen to a band called Rogue, presenting hits from the ages. Rogue consists of Hannah Linley on vocals, John Wynn on bass, Tom Bryson on drums, and Chris Finniger on guitar. Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m, well, it's the Dizzy Club again, so they've got a busy week. A busy week for John Naylor, Mike Fleming, Ryan Taylor, Shez Sheridan and John Watterson. They'll be on at Leopold Square Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and being the bank holiday this week on Monday, there's a band appearing at 2 p.m. on Monday as well at Leopold Square again. This is King Zephyr, the King Zephyr Band anyway, and King Zephyr is a singer, multi-instrumentalist, composer and producer from Leeds. Right, from Leeds we go back to New York again. This time to a smaller venue once more, Jazz at Kitamo, and pianist Leslie Pinchik recorded in 2019. Her album Same Day Delivery is a mixture of standards and originals, and here is one of the latter. Let's get lucky. We hear Scott Hardy on bass, Michael Sarin on drums, and Leslie Pinchik on piano. Thank you. Leslie Pinchick with her own composition, Let's Get Lucky. Down to the sadly now defunct Twins Lounge in Washington, D.C., and 2000, the year 2000, and tenor player Steve Carrington. Steve, originally from Baltimore, where he studied at the School of Arts, and he joined an alumni which includes none other than Cab Calloway, Ubi Blake, and Ellis Larkin. So if they don't know how to teach people how to play there, I don't know who does. Here we hear Steve with Mike Hawkins on bass, Alan Johnson on piano, and Eric Kennedy on drums. Eric also wrote the number we're about to hear as well. Steve Carrington then, and Seasons Change. DC, Steve Carrington and his quartet, and Seasons Change. New York and the familiar territory of Birdland next in January 2020, and the current day Count Basie Orchestra, led by trumpeter Scotty Bernhardt. Here we feature both of the band's regular vocalists, who have been with the band for some time now. I think Carmen Bradford's actually been with the Basie band for about 40 years, and going back to when the Count himself was still leading the ensemble. What are we going to hear? Yes, How Do We Keep the Music Playing? A composition by Michel Legrand and Alan and Marilyn Bergman, which was first recorded by Frank Sinatra and then became a much bigger hit for Tony Bennett. The arranger here is Frank Foster. The vocalists are Jamie Davis and Carmen Bradford, and this is the current day Count Basie Orchestra.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last? How do you keep the song from fading too fast? Of lovers, and how we keep it make the same, and tell me how each year after year you show your heart won't fall apart each time you hear her name. Can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends. Oh, the way I feel for you, it's enough or never. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music. With any luck, then I suppose the music never ends. never is.
Never is.
The Count Basie Orchestra live at Birdland, who we are going to stick with now for another Frank Foster arrangement, and indeed this is also a Frank Foster composition. Solos coming up from Brandon Lee on trumpet, and a guest appearance, and a guest soloist, in the shape of the former Basie drummer, Butch Miles. This is a great favourite of the Basie bands, a big favourite of his followers for many, many years. The Count Basie Orchestra and Shiny Stockings. The Count Basie Orchestra, under the direction of Scotty Bernhardt at Birdland, where else, in January 2020. That just about rounds up this first hour of the programme from me, John Yule. I will be with you for both hours of the programme at the usual time next Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'll be with you for more Swing Time then. I'm then having a couple of weeks off. Stand by for Michael Coates taking over from me on Swing Time in just a few minutes' time. I'll bid you a fond farewell until next week then, and I'll finish off, I think, with more Count Basie from Birdland, and this is Whirly Bird. From me, John Yule, thank you for the invitation, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.